Hello, America, and happy Thanksgiving weekend, everyone. We'll all be back with you live next Saturday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. But today, for this encore presentation, we're taking you back to Hawaii in the big Let's Go America Tour Maui 2024 that originally aired on October 5th. Have a great holiday weekend, everyone.
Pack those bags live around the globe. It's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at rmworldtravel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
And let's go, America. Well, as we kick off today's broadcast, this indeed is America's number one travel radio show. Aloha and welcome aboard. What a great week it has been. Mary and I are coming to you from the Maui Bay Villas in Kihei. This is a new Hilton Grand Vacation property. It is just after 10 a.m. Eastern Time on Saturday, October 5th. As this program is transmitted across the USA to our 585-plus weekly stations. But, as we've said last week, and whenever the case when we're in the Hawaiian Islands, because of the time difference with New York, we are pre-recording this show on Friday, October 4th. Right now it is 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. back in New York, because we really didn't think it would be very nice to ask people to be here about 3:30 in the morning or so. So, from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn, thanks for being part of the fastest 2 hours in travel and the big Let's Go America Tour, Maui 2024. Now, Mary, as I just said, what a great week it has been. We love this island so much. We are so happy to be back on Maui again.
Oh, we are indeed, absolutely. And I do want to let you all know that the gentleman who helped us open with the music today, that was a recording, but he's actually going to be live with us next hour, so definitely stick around. His name's Kaniala Masoi. He's a local musician and cultural ambassador, and that song is Moku Ola Haina. So we are definitely happy to be back here on Maui. It's never a bad day on Maui, whether it's the weather. We're overlooking the beautiful Ma'alaya Bay here. It's just gorgeous on this property, and the aloha spirit is alive and well.
Yeah, it really is.
Listen,
many of you listening may be wondering, we've heard from many of you this week and before we were preparing for the show, how is Maui doing these days? And certainly the wildfires that impacted this island about 14 months ago, they are still being felt in, you know, a number of ways. But the, you know, one of the reasons we decided to return with the show this year is because travel and tourism to Maui is down. The island is a little quiet. We have noticed that all week. But this is a place that is dependent on travel and tourism. And if you've been thinking of coming to Maui, now is the time to come. So it is absolutely open for business. So rather than spending your travel dollars in the Caribbean or some other island that people are doing right now, because folks think that Maui is offline, it is not. 90 to 95% of that experience that you would have had before the fires is still here. We strongly encourage you to come enjoy Hawaii's Valley Isle that we love so much. I mean, we really can't say it any clearer.
No, absolutely. And, you know, last year when we were here to help support the locals and share firsthand reports, many of you listening around the country joined us in supporting Maui businesses, even if that meant you were shopping online and buying Maui products. We heard from a number of you. We're really proud we were able to do that, and we thank all of you for that. But today, we're going to be showcasing other local businesses, and I'm just going to quickly tease what's ahead. You're in for some very tasty treats. I'm looking at one of them right now. Before we go any further, I want to alert all of you that new travel polls are waiting for you on our show website. The first question is, have you traveled to an island for a vacation or a business event in 2024? Second question, has a Hawaiian island been the island for your travels in 2024?
So we're doing a little research there as well to see this audience
in a few weeks.
And you will find the new travel polls. They are right on our website, rmworldtravel.com. And if you have any comments you want to make with us, just click on the Contact Us tab when you're there. Now we're going to do something a little different. We got about 4 minutes and 45 seconds in this opening A block. And Mary and I have decided we don't do this very often. I think the last time, Mary, we had the mayor of Lisbon on when we were over in Lisbon last year. We're going to have the general manager right now of this HGV property, Maui Bay Villas, as we mentioned, Will Bethel. He's joining us here on Mic 3. So, Will, welcome. We've spent a lot of time together off air this week and in planning the Let's Go America Tour Maui 2024 remote. So now we get to do it on air together.
Aloha, and it's wonderful to have you here. You know, Maui does want to welcome back a lot of people here, so thank you for for featuring us, and excited to have you here at our
resort. Well, we've had a great time all week, you know, and I got to share with you, you know, when Hilton Grand Vacations CEO Mark Wang was on the show with us, I think that was back on our May 11th live broadcast, he shared that Maui Bay Villas may be the last large-scale new-build resort on the island. So I want you to talk about the size and scope of this property. You have a terrific restaurant right here that we're looking out to, you know, and the fact that there's still more to come that's being actively built as we are, as we're broadcasting right now.
We're very excited. We have 131 suites open right now. We have 1, 2, and 3-bedroom units here. We are spread across 27 acres. We have another building opening up in 2 weeks. Building 4 will open up with 34 suites, and then we have Building 10 opening in December with another 44 suites. So by the end of December, we'll have 209 suites here. And our full build, that will be 12 buildings and 388 suites.
Well, you're a busy man.
Yes, you are. And, you know, I remember when we met you last year just for a little bit, and you said, Mary, why wouldn't you want to stay here? You've got the gorgeous bay here, which we're all looking at right now, and you have Haleakala. It doesn't get much better than that. I want you to talk a little bit about Kihei, because HGV really invested a lot in this particular area. They added bike lanes for the community while they were building this property. You know, I think that it's a great community. What do you think of Kihei?
You know, this is really a diamond in a rough. If you're used to going to the big, larger resorts elsewhere, this was the Maui Lu years ago, much smaller. But we've come up with a really beautiful experience here, and yes, you know, it's very different because we're in a residential area, and I think we've been embraced, and a lot of our team members are actually in the neighborhood, so they can walk to work, and so that's great.
Well, that's nice, too.
that's great. They care, you know, that we get involved. We're greatly involved with community service as well, you know, whether it's the Boys and Girls Club or Habitat for Humanity. We're all everyone's eager to contribute.
Well, I want to say, so one of the things, you know, and we'll talk about this as the show unfolds, we have both of our sons here with us, and this is a great family place.
Yes.
I mean, that's one of the reasons that we have them, but the pools that you have here that we're overlooking.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, you know, you go to a resort and you might have a pool. I know we have one across the street, but you have a whole complex of pools, I'm going to call
them.
And
when you
here.
Say across the street, it's on the beach.
Yeah.
It's right there on the beach
so
along
that,
with
that
club.
Also sets the property apart from others.
Yes, it's very cool. You know, we have the oceanfront pool at the beach club, and then we also have a keiki pool for our children. It has a keiki slide if you don't like it, but if you want a little bit more adventure, we have our super pool with a slide that bangs around. Gets a little bit dark in there, but you can get some good speeds out of there, and we have an adult pool section, so 10,000 square feet.
And if you're coming here, if you want your Wagyu burger, you have them.
Yes, so we have great burgers here, too.
So exactly, you've got all that. Well, listen, I mean, it has been, and by the way, you could not have dialed up. We did decide to do the show today indoors, all right, because the wind right now, we are having some wind, and we felt 30-mile-an-hour gusts may not be exactly ideal for the audience listening around the country. But you and your team, the hospitality we've had this week, we cannot say enough for, so we thank you so much on that.
Thank you.
I'm going to leave it there, I think. Because
and congratulations on your grand opening this year.
You.
It's very
thank
exciting.
You.
There's a lot of excitement among your team. You have a terrific team. Great team. Yeah.
So we are, on this show, we have to go to commercial break. So we're going to have about 3 minutes. So we're going to ask you to stay right there with us, and we're going to hold you over to the next segment. We're going to be joined by another guest with you. Folks, listen, we have so much coming your way over the next 9 segments today. And since this property is great for families, for the first time ever, both RJ, who you know from the open road on the show, and our older son, Nicholas, they will be live on air with us today. That's coming up in hour 2. They are getting ready right now. They've had a fun week here on the island. Stay right where you are. Keep those radios locked in. Our big Let's Go America Tour Maui 2024 continues in 3 minutes.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
If you're ever worried about the safety of your home and family, there's no better time to act. Right now, you'll get 60% off a new SimpliSafe security system at simplisafe.com/carry. They stop criminals from entering your home with exclusive Active Guard outdoor protection, and professional monitoring plans start at around $1 a day. So act now to get 60% off any new system with a select professional monitoring plan. This is their best deal of the year. Go to simplisafe.com/carry, or as always, rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. When the doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition announce a Black Friday sale, it's a big event. Field of Greens, the life-changing superfruit and vegetable drink, is on sale right now. And this special Black Friday sale includes Lean, the physician-formulated weight loss phenomena that helps turn and burn excess fat into energy. From weight loss to sleep aids, from creatine to whole food bars, they are all on sale. Visit fieldofgreens.com and use a special promo code SALE, S-A-L-E, or head to rmworldtravel.com under sponsors for a link. Go save big time, everyone.
Our friends at Tax Network USA tell us if you owe back taxes, don't gamble with the IRS. It's a no-win. You need Tax Network USA on your side. Their attorneys and expert negotiators employ brilliant strategies to help settle your IRS issues quickly and in your favor. Even if you haven't filed in a few years, they've helped resolve over $1 billion in tax debt for people like you. Talk with one of their strategists for free. To do that, just call 800-780-8888 or visit tnausa.com/carry. You'll also find that info at armworldtravel.com.
The best thing about Black Friday and Cyber Monday is getting an amazing deal that you wouldn't normally get. Raycon is actually doubling down on their already great value by offering our listeners up to 30% site-wide. Raycon's everyday earbuds come with active noise cancellation, and they feature 32-hour battery life and multi-point connectivity, and that's going to let you pair with two devices at once. Go to buyraycon.com/carry to get up to 30% off site-wide. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com and just look under sponsors. Thanks for tuning in today, and happy Thanksgiving holiday weekend, everyone. We'll all be back with you live again next weekend, but today it's a special encore presentation of our big Let's Go America Tour Maui 2024.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Great to have all of you back. Let's Go America as we transmit to all of you from Maui. Mary and I certainly appreciate you being part of today's big Let's Go America Tour Maui 2024. It is a beautiful day here. RJ just told me during the break, 85 degrees. Can't get better than that.
You can't go wrong with
that.
And
we are at the Hilton Grand Vacations Maui Bay Villas in Kihei.
We are. And as we dive into this B block, Will Bethel has stayed with us during the break here on Mike 3. He's the general manager of Maui Bay Villas. They're a Hilton Grand Vacations Club. And also joining us here on set, seated behind Mike 4, right next to Will, is Lisa Paulson. Lisa's a longtime Maui executive. Most recently, she was executive director of Maui's Hotel and Lodging Association, and in August, she became the CEO of the Maui Food Bank. Welcome.
So, Lisa, nice to have you with us now. So thank you very much for coming and joining us today, and we'll appreciate you staying aboard with us for this segment as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Will, we're going to pick this up with you again, and you know, I want to kind of extend something. So travel and tourism, the number one source of income for locals and businesses on the island. Certainly Hilton and Hilton Grand Vacations have made major investments in not just Maui, but Hawaii overall. I want you to talk about ways that you work with locals. You were talking about it a little bit before the break, but the way you work with locals to deliver that authentic Hawaiian experience to your guests and owners.
So we like to really embrace the culture here. We want anyone that comes here to feel that sense of aloha and value, and we like to make them feel like they're part of our ohana, the family. So really Hawaiian-based values, you know, showing appreciation, ho'okipa, being a host, a great host. But most of it is just exuding that aloha and making sure that they feel welcomed and appreciated for coming to stay with us.
Well, it definitely comes through loud and clear as soon as you arrive. We've been here a week. We're looking forward to our next week here with you and your team, and it definitely comes through. Lisa, from all the contacts we have here on Maui that we stay in touch with, they've consistently shared with us that travel and tourism is down considerably. We've heard reports of 20% up to 30%. Pre-pandemic, over 3 million people came here and spent in excess of $5 billion. Those numbers were set to be broken last year before the fires. So everyone we've talked with say basically they'd sign up in a heartbeat to be back to those pre-pandemic numbers. This is your opportunity to talk directly to Americans listening nationwide why you would encourage people to come to Maui. And enjoy.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a beautiful place. There's a sense of community in Ohana when you get here. You feel like you're coming to spend time with your family. And yes, it is our economic driver. So everybody, depends on it. Even the fishermen and the ranchers, people don't think about that very much. But when you dine out, you're having fresh produce and fresh fish and fresh cattle. So it is very reliant, and it's also a beautiful place. You can have a day of adventure followed by a beautiful day of tranquility, and there are not very many places in the world that you can do that.
Yeah, I think that's well put. Actually, that is right there. We need to connect you with Sherry and the team at the visitor bureau. That I like that. So you know, Will, the diversity of the island is what's always connected with Mary and me. We spent part of our honeymoon here. We've been coming back ever since. We've brought our sons back. And it's, you know, there's just so much to do and see here. And frankly, we feel at home. So Maui Bay Villas is certainly a place you can truly feel at home as well, right? Not only do you have these condo-style accommodations with all the kitchens. I know you're very proud. You told us early on when we met you about the rice cookers and so forth, so you've got that going on. But, you know, where the property is located here in Kihei, we talked about it. It is in a residential area. I mean, it's away from the resorts that you'll find in other parts of Maui. You know, we've been here. Our sons have been here with us all week. The location makes the I think makes the property special. We felt all along where it is. It provides a very different experience for folks when they come here. So I want you to share a few highlights of, you know, what you think travelers need to know if they're considering this location.
Well, we're right across from the incredible Maile Bay. You know, in the winter months, the whales should be showing up any day now. So we always look to welcome the whales back here. And we also have a fantastic view of Halakala, unobstructed, and it's just a very tranquil place here.
You know? And you've talked about that with us because that's actually one of the things that you find most tranquil about the property coming here to work every day, yes?
Yes, yes. You know, the drive into work is very nice, and, you know, I'm always excited to be here, but it's just a beautiful place to be, and I think anyone that comes here, you're going to feel at peace here.
I agree, and I think, as you said earlier, we're in a residential community, and there is a different vibe. It feels very relaxing to me. It's a really great community and great vibe.
Are we ever not relaxed on Maui?
No, but I definitely feel another level of it in Kihei. I have to say, this is our first time staying in Kihei, and I'm definitely enjoying it. Lisa, as I mentioned in your intro, you've been a longtime executive here on Maui in various roles, besides being the current CEO of Maui Food Bank. And we were listening to the radio. We saw a statistic, just real quick, 800,000 pounds of food are distributed each month by Maui Food Bank?
Yes. Previous to the fires, it was 250,000.
Wow. Incredible. So you led the Maui Hotel and Lodging Association. You've worked for the County of Maui. As a hospitality liaison, you've held other roles as well. Since it's an island, certainly staffing and supply chains are critical to delivering for travelers to enjoy their experience here. There's also a balance that happens on Maui with respect to the local culture and traditions. And I'd love for you to talk a little bit about how that shapes the way you do business here.
Absolutely. You know, I moved here in 1994. And I recognized right away there was a different way to operate your business. It comes from a very humble place and respectful place. And I think all of us that do operate our businesses in a smart way are embracing the culture so that we can share it with our guests when they come to visit us.
Yeah, it's such a critical, essential part. And do you feel that from a tourism standpoint, that the balance is happening? There's always work that can be done. Do you feel progress is being made?
Yes. A lot of our hotels have added cultural centers to their properties, and that is something that I have seen change within the last decade.
Mm. Yeah, that's great. We've noticed that as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. We've covered some of that in the past.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, you know, well, I think getting off property and immersing as a local, it's the best way to truly experience any place that we visit, whether we're here on Maui or, you know, 3 weeks from now, Mary and I will be in Rome. And, you know, that as well is just getting off property, right? So, you know, I believe you spent 30 years or so, you know, living and working on Oahu. You came here with your family to be part of building Maui Bay Villas, I think 3.5 years ago, if I'm correct on that.
Yes.
So what are some of the hidden gems, right? Because all the time we're asked about this. What are some of the hidden gems that you like to recommend to visitors? You know, things you can do, you know, maybe with your own family that are beyond the brochure and, you know, some website highlight.
Well, you know, I think one of the things is there's a nice little beach called Kanaha Beach, and not everybody knows about that beach, but we love to go there. We can let our dog go loose there, and it's very quiet there. There's areas for picnicking, barbecuing there. That's great. We have a municipal golf course here that is very, very underrated. I think once people get wind of it, you know, they're going to realize that it's probably one of the best in the United States. You know, but right on the ocean, you know, great views of there's certain holes where you're right between the West Maui Mountains and Halakala, but just and you know, the people there are very friendly.
And have you found by bringing your family here, what's it like to raise your family?
I think it's enabled us to get a little bit more family time together. We're not as spread out. You know, we don't deal with as much traffic here. And you really get, as Lisa shared, you know, the sense of community here. It's a much smaller population and more people looking out for each other, and much more intimate relationships are being built here.
Yeah, definitely. That's what it feels like. Lisa, I do want to acknowledge before we end with you today that you were recently named USA Today's Woman of the Year for your outstanding crisis management and leadership skills. We understand that you helped thousands of tourists get off the island after the fires last year, and you were recognized not just for Maui, but all of Hawaii. So congratulations. That's quite an honor.
Thank you.
And is there anything that you'd briefly like to share about the Maui Food Bank before we end today? You're doing great work.
Yeah, thank you. We just appreciate everybody's support and encourage you to visit the website if you want to learn more about us.
Okay. So, go ahead and give the website. It's very easy, but go ahead. Yeah, I know.
MauiFoodBank.org.
So, Will, I'm going to put you on the spot when I do this now, but this is your chance to talk to America. And I say, you know, the show reaches a little over almost 1.3 million people out there. So anything you want to say about Maui and the reason that you believe that they need to put this place, if they haven't been here in a while, come on back. And if they have never been here, the welcome mat is out.
I think it's just the place, a perfect blend of things to do, beauty, and calmness. You know, so if you need to just get away and refresh, this is the perfect place to come without being bored out of your mind.
And I'm going to add to that, folks, the diversity. And we're going to talk about that coming up on this show, because Mary and I made a very conscious decision on the direction we wanted to take this broadcast compared to other ones that we've done on Maui. And the diversity of this island is welcoming. And
the people.
Yes. I agree with that as well. So thank you both of you for joining us. We really appreciate that
thank
and
you.
Being a part of our Let's Go America Tour Maui 2024.
Thank you.
Aloha.
All right, folks, when we return from this next sponsor's break, we are going to take you to a vineyard, right? When I just talked about diversity, that's what I mean. We're going to talk Maui wine next. 80% of the program is still to come today. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Here's a great deal waiting for all of our show fans who couldn't use a new pillow. The standard My Pillows retail for $49.98, but for a limited time, it's just $14.98. Queens are only $18.98, kings $19.98. These My Pillows are made with patented adjustable fill that adjusts to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position. This helps keep your neck aligned as it holds its shape all night long so you sleep great. Go to MyPillow.com/carry to get this deal. All orders over $75 ship for free. You'll also find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Great deal, great pillows, folks.
If your spine needs some extra TLC, then you need a Helix mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort, and with 20 unique mattresses made for your personal preferences, you're going to find one that's right for you. Best part, Helix lets you try it out for 100 nights risk-free. Take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Just head to helixsleep.com/carry to save 20% off your mattress order, or you can visit rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
We'll all be back with you live again next weekend, but today, as we enjoy the long Thanksgiving holiday weekend, what follows is a special encore presentation.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
And Let's Go America. Mary and I appreciate you being part of this week's big Let's Go America Tour Maui 2024. This C block, well, we're going to focus on Maui wine, as I just said before the break, and we're sponsored by TravelGuard.com/carry.
When we travel, things can happen that none of us may expect. That's why in today's world, we say don't take chances or put your investment or well-being at risk. We recommend that you get protected at TravelGuard.com/carry before you travel.
Always a good idea, folks. Simply put, travel insurance, it's important for a successful trip. And when you think about what travel can cost these days and the challenges you're facing, if or when something goes awry, just do what we do. Get covered at TravelGuard.com/carry. You'll also find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Yes, so there's a vast amount of food that grows here on Maui, from coffee farms to pineapple farms. You've got mangoes, lemons, papaya, the list goes on. This week, we discovered firsthand that grapes can also successfully grow here. We did not see that coming on the fertile slopes of the dormant volcano Haleakala. Maui wine began in 1974, and we enjoyed our tasting and visit this week. And here's some of our conversation with their president, Paula Hagley.
All right, so Paula, here we are, beautiful find that we've had. Wine. The winery, as I just said, aptly named Maui Wine, dates back to the mid-1970s, but it sits here on a historic piece of property up here on the slope of Haleakala. I want you to share with folks listening right now around the country a bit of the cultural glimpse of Maui's past that you can find with the experience here, and it all starts with the famous Hawaiian King.
It does. I mean, we're so fortunate to be sitting in this beautiful location that was a place that the Merry Monarch, King Kalakaua, visited in the 1870s. And this was a very well-known estate, a sugar plantation, and it was a place that everyone wanted to come visit, the king and everyone else. We had pageants and parties and grand events, and so it was a place that everyone had. They were thankful to be here and be invited. And now today, it is still an incredible location. Much of the history and the buildings that were there then are still here now. It isn't just pictures. We're actually, like right now, sitting in the king's cottage that was built for King Kalakaua's visit in 1874. So all amongst our grounds, it is a grouping of buildings that were built from lava rock and cement made from sand and coral from the beaches that is holding our old tasting room as well as our lab and cellar.
And Paula, Robert and I certainly enjoyed our tasting here in King's Cottage today. But a big reason for that is we both felt the wines truly reflected the island and the flavors of the island, particularly the tasting that I did. I won't name it. I'm going to ask you to talk about it. But it was the Maui Blanc, which was first introduced in 1977, a wonderful sparkling wine, and the Maui Splash. So talk about the special ingredient and where it comes from.
Okay, that is really fun because it was never the intent of the winery starting 50 years ago, but it took a long time to get grapes growing. So pineapple was here, and they started playing with pineapple wines, which to this day are very big favorites, and they're beautifully made wines that do, you're right, a thing of wines is having a sense of where you're from, where that area is. So pineapple is the symbol of hospitality. It is what we make a huge amount of our production from, is the Maui Gold pineapples that are grown in Haile Maui on the way up this hill.
I think folks will be interested in this. I mean, the farm, 23 acres or so right now that are active, six different varieties of grapes that are grown here. We loved learning that you received national recognition when one of your wines was served at President Ronald Reagan's inauguration. Since he was from California, that's a big accomplishment for Maui's only vineyard. But you've been here in several roles since 1990. I want you to talk about your personal approach to winemaking on Maui.
I learned it all here. This was not my background. So it is that passion for this space and doing something, just carving away at something. We had something to start with. Learning to grow grapes is probably the hardest thing we do, although many things here are difficult to do as being a manufacturer, but figuring out how to grow grapes. And just like what you said earlier, is for us with the grapes, it was like these wines have to have a sense of Maui. We don't have to try to make them like someone else's wine. It doesn't need to taste something else. We need to be the best wine possible. In that, we have to grow the best grapes we can and produce a wine that has a sense and flavor and aromas of Maui, and it works for Maui.
And is there another wine or two that you're particularly proud of, Paula, that you're able to cultivate here on Haleakala?
Oh, many. You know, pineapple is kind of the fun thing. Our estate wines that are coming from the vineyard are really exceptional, and a lot is going on there in innovation and change. But I'm also going to give a shout out to our sparkling wine program, all Method Champenois. Again, that goes back to King Kalakaua coming here to celebrate and drinking champagne at that time, to one of our pineapple sparkling wine, our essence of sparkling wines, and being able to be here in Maui and celebrate and make those in the traditional method is really a big part
really
of our
program. And by the way, the GSM folks, Maui Splash love. But really quick, if folks are coming to Maui, besides just coming here, which they need to do, other places on the island they can find the wine?
Oh, certainly. A lot of the grocery stores, local convenience stores, some of the hotels. The estate wines are very limited. We only make, you know, sometimes 50 cases of something, 100 of something else, and maybe 200. Those are only available if you come to our tasting room. We do not have enough to put them out in the stores. But the other wines, yes.
All right. And I'm with you on the sparkly, and the Hula O Maui was my favorite. It's delicious, everyone. Paula, thank you. Every time we come to Maui, we like to try something new, and this did not disappoint here up on Haleakala in the upcountry. Thank you.
Thank you for visiting.
Folks, I got to tell you, this one, the winery, it's a local gem. Frankly, anything you're going to find at Upcountry on the slopes of Haleakala, it will be a treat. It's just stunning up there. It really is. Put Maui wine, no question about it, on your to-do list when you come to this island. If you're interested in sampling a bottle, they do ship. MauiWine.com is the website.
All right, we're going to pause briefly for a few sponsor messages. Up next, Dr. Mark Lammers will join us as we get into whale season that begins soon in Maui's National Marine Sanctuary. Today's big Let's Go America tour, Maui 2024, from HGV's Maui Bay Villas in Kihei, continues in 3 minutes.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
All right, listen up, everyone. How would you like to travel in Alaska with Mary and me? Earlier this month, you heard us traveling with show fans aboard the Seabourn Ovation for the big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean Cruise 2024. And because that trip was so successful, well, Seabourn has asked us to do it again in 2025. So if you've always wanted to go experience Alaska, join us in August aboard Seabourn Quest for what's going to be an amazing trip. And right now, Seabourn's special Black Friday sale is going on. You're going to receive a two-category veranda suite upgrade plus a 15% reduced deposit. You have two options to choose from, either the full 14-day option that leaves from Vancouver, Canada on August 8th, or the 7-day option leaving from Juneau, Alaska on August 15th if you can't get away for 2 weeks. Just like we did with show fans in the Mediterranean earlier this month, space is limited, so go to rmworldtravel.com today, click on the link at the top of the homepage that says Join Us, Book Here, 2025 Alaska Sea Cruise, and get your spot booked with us. This makes such a great holiday gift, folks. rmworldtravel.com. Click on that link, reserve your space, and we'll see you in August in Alaska.
Hi, I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Mary Carey here to share that what follows is a special encore presentation of RM World Travel as we replay our big Let's Go America Tour Maui 2024 on October 5th. Have a great holiday weekend, everyone.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
All right, Let's Go America. Welcome back to Hilton Grand Vacations Maui Bay Villas. Nice having you part of this week's big Let's Go America tour, Maui 2024.
Yeah, so there's an abundance of marine life that share the waters here on Maui, from sea turtles to dolphins, monk seals, and of course the famous humpback whales, who arrive from Alaska typically later this month, definitely by November, and remain here all winter. Dr. Mark Lammers is a research ecologist with the Humpback Whale National Marine Sanctuary. He's here on set on Mic 3 to discuss Maui's marine life.
Dr. Mark, thank you for joining us today.
Aloha.
Aloha to you, Robert and Mary, and thank you for having me.
Well, thank you very much, and we appreciate a little bit of time we spent with you yesterday as well. So since this is a shore segment, we're going to dive right in. You know, the famous humpback whales, they are quite a sight. There's already been a buzz from some people that we've heard from this week on the island. I know they're not here yet, but they're en route. So I want you to share, you know, why they make Maui their winter home. We'll start there. And then a few reasons why they're such a big hit for visitors and locals who come here from around the world, really, to see them, hoping to see them breach or surface when they visit.
Yeah. I mean, our humpback whales are an incredibly important part of our Hawaii community, and especially our Maui community. And Maui really is the heart of the humpback whale sanctuary. And that's in part because the waters here are so ideal for them. So we literally get hundreds, if not thousands, of humpback whales that come and visit us each year. We estimate about 12,000 whales come and visit us in Hawaii, and the majority of them occur here off of Maui. So it's a wonderful place to see humpback whales.
So they're raising their young here, basically.
They are raising their young. So they tend to they feed on in Alaska and sort of northern latitudes, and then they come each winter, usually starting right around now, about late October, November or so. And they engage in all their breeding activities. Males compete for females. The mothers give birth. They rear their young. Younger animals learn how to be a whale, basically. And all that is on wonderful display here off of Maui.
Mark, I want to give you an opportunity to talk about the Sanctuary Visitor Center that Robert and I really enjoyed this week. It's literally, you can walk to it from this property. It's on the beach right here in Kihei. It's a great stop, I think, for people visiting Maui to come and learn in a very interactive way about marine life here, as well as the work that you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right. It's absolutely almost across the street from us. I drive by Maui Bay Villas every day on my way to work. So this is wonderful to be here, actually see the place. But you could basically walk there from the property. And it's a visitor center that we just reopened just after COVID. So just about a little over a year ago, we reopened it. So it's all brand new. It's open from 9:30 to 2:30 every weekday, and then we also have some lectures that we have, I think twice a week, 10 a.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I believe, where you can learn more about
humpback
whales.
Well, it's very interactive.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
yesterday we went through it, and it's not, it's not just a structure. I mean, you have so much going on there, as you're right, and then the lecture hall as well that you talk about.
We do, yeah, and we have docents that can answer all your questions about humpback whales. The research that we do is highlighted. The entanglement response work that we do is highlighted when we go out and actually free whales from entangling gear. So there, you can learn a lot. I mean, you can spend a good half hour to hour there.
And as we are sitting here, folks, right now, I realize it's radio, but I will just paint the picture for you and tell you the bay that we are looking at, which is very visible to us. This is where the whales will be very soon. So it's another reason to come.
You can literally stand on the shoreline and
see them. You absolutely can.
Yeah.
So, Mark, people also love sea turtles, right? Mm-hmm. We want to talk a little bit about that. We've actually snorkeled with them here on Maui. We've learned firsthand at a LEED certified hotel that we did, Gulf Shores, Alabama, I believe, how important the nesting sites are right now. So how many species do you have here, and, how are they doing in the Hawaiian waters?
Well, the primary species that we have here that most people are going to have any experience with are the Hawaiian green sea turtles. And those are quite common, and you can see them in a lot of different places. There's a place down off of Makena called Turtle Town that you can go, and tours will take you there, and so you can actually snorkel with turtles. Obviously, we want to always encourage people to be mindful and keep their distance, but you can easily see turtles. Even at our site, just across the street from here, is a very important area for sea turtles. We have sea turtles there almost every day, and sometimes at night we get large aggregations of them. So sea turtles are a very important part of the marine ecosystem here in Hawaii and of the culture, basically. We call them the honu.
Well, and I know you said to us yesterday, I mean, right here
you can see dolphins near Lanai.
So many things. So, Dr. Mark, we very much appreciate you joining us today. I do say often that this show is the fastest 2 hours in travel. It goes by very quickly for us. But, absolutely people need to come. They need to come enjoy the whales and all of the marine life that's going here. So thank you for making your way across the street. Appreciate
that
today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. All right, folks, listen, we're going to take a quick sponsors break. When we return in 3 minutes, we are going to share with you what very well could be the best cookie you're ever going to eat in your life. All right. The Maui
Seriously.
Cookie Lady is here. Today's big Let's Go America Tour Maui 2024 broadcast is coming right back. Thank you.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Wherever or however you're hearing today's show, thanks for tuning in. What follows is a special Thanksgiving holiday weekend encore presentation from our big Let's Go America Tour Maui 2024.
Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Let's Go America's Mary and I welcome you back to HGV's Maui Bay Villas. We are up to the E Block. Nice to have all of you aboard the big Let's Go America Tour Maui 2024 that's been happening all week. Before we talk about the best cookie you will ever eat that's made here on Maui, yeah, I mean, Mary knows I've been so excited about this for weeks. We are sponsored by Colette.
Oh, my goodness. If you love to travel like we do, but you're not such a fan of all the travel planning, we recommend you go guided with Colette. They're going to seek out the best restaurants, activities, and cultural experiences so you get to enjoy your destination without all that stress of making all the travel plans.
Well, I mean, how great is that, right? Okay, listen, Colette, they've been a leader in guided travel since 1918. They operate on all seven continents. Go discover the people, places, and cultures that make travel fun with them, folks. Go to Colette.com for more information and show savings or find a direct link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, Robert, I know you're going to agree with this. A trip to Maui without experiencing a cookie from the Maui Cookie Lady is an incomplete trip. I've actually had them shipped to our home for you for Christmas.
Yes,
I've had
them shipped which I love you even more
birthday.
For.
Okay. Every time we're on the island, the first thing we do is visit Makawao, where your store is located, to stock up for
already
the week.
Already been there this week.
So Mitzi Turo, without further ado, is the Maui Cookie Lady. Her story is inspirational. Her cookies, very well, as Robert said, may be the best you'll ever eat. And do not say that lightly. She's here on set with us today and ready to go on mic four.
So, Mitzi, very nice to have you, and very nice to meet you.
Oh, it's nice to meet you guys, too.
Yeah, such a pleasure.
Thank you for your support.
Thank you so much. So, I want to go this direction with you first. It was 12 years ago that your dad was terminally ill in the hospital. You were teaching at the time and started a fundraiser with the cookies.
Yes.
As a way to really thank the intensive care unit, the nurses there for caring for him at Maui Memorial Hospital. So that kind gesture redefined your life. I mean, in some ways, it keeps the spirit of your dad alive and here
yes.
today with us. So as you now have this successful shop here on the island that Mary mentioned, you ship cookies all over the world, certainly to the Carey House as well, we know that. And you've developed this cult following. So share with folks listening what makes the cookies so special. And I want you to start with the size and weight because they're huge.
Yeah, the cookies are really big. So we average 6 to 8 ounces, and I've always liked really big cookies. I've been baking them since high school. It's been a hobby and a passion. There's so much beautiful agriculture on the island to use in the cookies. It feels like the possibilities are endless. So we experiment a lot. We have very unique combinations. And being that we're in Hawaii and access to such beautiful agriculture, we can be creative with the flavors. And we're even doing a collaboration with Maui Wine right now that releases Friday. So that was really exciting that Paula was on the show.
Yeah, we had Paula just earlier.
Yeah, so we'll be coming, right? We'll be going to the store on Friday.
Yeah, we get
that. And so you have already answered my question in terms of you do use a lot of local ingredients.
Yes.
Which I think is definitely what makes your cookies so special. But where did all these recipes come from, and are they made in small batches?
Yeah, so they're made in small batches. Our kitchen is really small. People are surprised when they come and do a tour just how small it is. And we've kept it small on purpose. There's been a few times we've grown kind of quickly and realized that we weren't able to really control the quality when we grow too fast. So we kind of scaled it back. And we've done over 300 flavors over the decade, but at any one time it's about 8 or 12 flavors. We're always rotating out.
And you're always coming up with new flavors.
Yes, we have new flavors
combinations.
Already. For Christmas.
Well, exactly, because that'll be here before we know it.
I mean,
exactly.
It is.
We say to our team all the time, we're already talking about next, spring break next year with the way we plan out the show. So, let's talk about some of the places that you ship the cookies, Betsy. I mean, I'd also like you to briefly mention, some of the charitable work that you do as well with the cookies, because I think that's important.
Thank you. Yeah, we primarily ship to United States and Canada is most of our customer base. But every time we get a request to ship to another country, I'll do a plug, a shameless plug, but we work with UPS International, and they make it so easy. So we've been able to ship to several places in Europe. We've even shipped to Mexico, and we shipped one box to China, and we did Australia and just all over. We do it kind of one country at a time as we get the request in. We kind of learn how to get it over there. But it's been fun.
The store itself is just a destination for the cookies, but also Makawao is such a quaint
town.
It's such a great location. How much pride does it give you, though, knowing that all of these people who travel and go back with these cookies, it's got to give you a lot of sense of pride.
It does. It's such an honor. I'm self-taught. I share that all the time. I was a school teacher. teachers. I never imagined being in the spot, sitting on a podcast, talking with you guys, and just being able to bake for some of the people I've been able, be able to bake to. And last year was the biggest honor we've ever received. Forbes did, they did a, I guess they tested over 200 cookies to name their favorite cookies, and we made number one for Jumbo and number two overall. So it was insane to see our name on there just because we are such a small, humble roots, humble start. So it's been very exciting.
Well, I tell you, Mary and I were in Las Vegas. We were meeting with some executives from the Wynn Resort, and they were actually trying to come up with a signature cookie. And I told them really, you know, they asked us what we thought. And I said, I'm telling you right now, I know where they find the best cookie. Just get in touch with the Maui cookie lady. You'll be set. If they do, you'll know why. If they haven't yet, well, I can't control that. But really quick, I want you to give your website because you do ship all over the place. The show right now is heard on just about 590 stations. Hopefully that helps you for the holidays
Thank
as
you.
Well. Because, folks, I mean it sincerely. Best cookie you'll ever eat. Oh. Website?
It's themauicookielady.com. And then we're pretty active social media, so you can find us through there as well.
All right, very easy. Themauicookielady.com. Yes. And you heard it right from her, Mitzi Toro. Mitzi, thank you very much for joining us
thank
today.
You.
Really
Mitzi,
appreciate
great
that.
Story. Yeah, thank you.
All right. Well, and by the way, congratulations on it. It was just the impact that you've had with your business, too. Really, very.
It's been a lot of fun. Thank you so much.
And we can just love the enthusiasm. You were the fun teacher, by the way, I can tell.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, folks, listen, that is going to do it for hour one of the show today. Hour two is coming up in the next 60 minutes. We're going to begin that in just a few minutes. Our big Let's Go America Tour Maui 2024 continues. Nicholas and RJ Carey will join us together for the first time in hour two. We're coming to you from the new Hilton Grand Vacations Maui Bay Villas. Stay with us, everyone. Don't forget you can catch us live or anytime through our archives on our website, rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.